In the news this week, a Christian governor axed for challenging a school's sex ed policy is vindicated by the High Court. Women's rights campaigner Maya Verstater is awarded over £100,000 after losing her job for defending the reality of biological sex. And in the first case of its kind in Florida, a newborn baby finds a safe haven with a new family. Hello. A Christian parent governor who was axed for challenging an inappropriate sex ed policy at her kid's primary school has been formally vindicated by the High Court. The lady, whom we're calling Susan to protect her identity, first highlighted legal issues with the Gateshead School's relationships and sex education policy in 2021. These included lesson plans encouraging children to question their gender identity and stating that anatomical sex is on a spectrum from 0 to 100. After she complained, the governing body accused her of opposing its collective decision and removed her, triggering a 5-year ban on serving as a governor in any school in England. Following a legal challenge supported by the Christian Institute, the High Court has now reinstated her after the governing body and local authority both admitted her dismissal was unlawful, although the policy itself remains in place. Susan welcomed the ruling. "I was concerned at the devastation that might be done to children from teaching gender ideology. I'm absolutely delighted that I've been vindicated. It feels wonderful to be back and helping the school get the best outcomes for all the children there." Institute Deputy Director Kieran Kelly said the case should deter other schools from silencing those who uphold the reality of biological sex.
"Well, we're very pleased for Susan, of course. She was treated shamefully, but there is a wider significance to this case because schools need to remember that their RSE policies need to reflect the law and guidance, particularly in this very controversial area of gender ideology. It's very sad that after nearly 12 months, the Department for Education is yet to respond to Susan's concerns. But we're pleased for her, and we do hope that this result encourages other parent governors and teachers and parents to speak out when they have concerns about how schools are dealing with the idea of gender ideology."
Women's rights campaigner Maya Verstater has been awarded over £100,000 in compensation after losing her job for defending the reality of biological sex. In 2019, the then tax consultant's contract was not renewed after she tweeted that biology determines whether people are male or female. Following a lengthy legal battle, an employment tribunal has now ruled that her former employer, the Centre for Global Development, had publicly compared Verstater's beliefs to bigotry, used oppressive or high-handed conduct during the court battle, and violated employment law. Welcoming the result, Verstater said, "My case has exposed institutionalised discrimination against, and the routine abuse and smearing of, people with perfectly ordinary beliefs about the material reality of sex." Elsewhere, an Anglican vicar has alleged that Yorkshire Building Society closed his account after he provided feedback on its promotion of trans ideology during Pride Month. Reverend Richard Fothergill said, "They're a financial house. They're not there to do social engineering. I think they should concentrate their efforts on managing money instead of promoting LGBT ideology." A Christian web designer in the US has won her Supreme Court case against a Colorado law which requires artists to convey any message a customer asks for. In 2016, Laurie Smith filed a pre-enforcement action in anticipation of an attempt to force her to use her skills to promote same-sex marriage. In the landmark 6-3 majority ruling, Justice Neil Gorsuch argued that Colorado sought to force Smith to speak in ways that align with its views but defy her conscience about a matter of major significance. Smith was supported by US group Alliance Defending Freedom, which said, "Regardless of one's beliefs, race, faith, or identity, no one should be punished by the government for saying what they believe." And finally, the first baby to be left in a safe haven box in Florida has been adopted by her rescuer 6 months on. In January, baby Zoe's now adopted father found her in a baby box at Ocala Fire Rescue Station with a shoelace tying off her umbilical cord. Later, he and his wife began the adoption process. All 50 US states now have safe haven legislation in place, which allows mothers in crisis to anonymously leave their newborn babies at designated locations without fear of prosecution. Zoe's adoptive mother reflected that everyone was in disbelief when she was almost hand-delivered to them. "We've been trying for almost a decade to have a family, and everything has kind of not worked out for us. She is safe, she is happy, and she is very loved." Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.